Hello dear listeners, James here. Very quick one before I go to bed. Just to have a quick catch up. I'm recording this on my new phone, which is a shiny Samsung Galaxy S thing, running Android. And it's been an interesting experience because it's my first go on an Android phone. And it kind of works and it, you know, does what I needed to do. Unfortunately though, the as Radio Kate's already mentioned, the Audioboo app is just a little bit behind on the development of the iPod Touch version, which is the version I've been using for a long while. But I'll give it a go. The great thing about this, though, is it's got a camera on it, so I can just take a photo of something and attach it to an Audioboo rather than having to go through a kerfuffle of taking a photo on my mobile phone, transferring it across and uploading it that way. So I had, when I got home from Germany, 57 Audioboos to listen to. And I've got through them all as I've gone through the afternoon, and it's been amazing listening to what's been going on. And I've heard from Pawari about her fighty fighties. Congratulations to Andy. I think I've got to remember this right, and please do forgive me if I get it wrong. It's good to hear you're still alive, and congratulations on getting the keys to house number 3. I do apologise if I've got that wrong. I'm going to have to go back and listen again, aren't I? And write it out 100 times. And of course, Simon and Jana on your trip back from Germany as well. A different part, and not concurrently. Flying, well, as you do. I prefer flying to the Eurostar, and I'm definitely going to do it that way again. And some very interesting points about Dortmund Airport and the lights on top of control towers. Although the one in Dortmund is really squat and low. We've got a fantastic control tower in Luton. It was built, must have been 1996, 97. And because I was working in the vicinity, we got a tour of the place. So it was amazing. But the airport wasn't nearly as busy as it is now. I was interested that, Simon, you were saying that discover flavour on the packet of food. The irony of that is, in the rarefied atmosphere of an aeroplane, one's taste buds don't work quite so well anyway, so you could be eating anything. And they have to turn up the flavour. Maybe that's why they say discover flavour, because they have to turn up the flavour to be able to make it so it doesn't taste bland. And that is, I understand why aircraft food tastes quite rubbish. Of course, flying EasyJet, you barely get hello out of the air hostesses. Although the pilots still sound very educated, and for that I think we can count our blessings. I also very much enjoyed the story, as I think did Jana in the background, about the Kölnwasser. It's interesting. I was in Cologne railway station, and I saw something about the Wasser, the town's water, and of course it didn't figure that Cologne being the smelly stuff and Cologne the town, because of course we call it Cologne de Cologne, which is French for Wasser de Köln. Kölnwasser, which doesn't sound really isn't as romantic, does it? I'm going to get my wife some Kölnwasser, and she'll just go, I don't want that. But maybe that's me. In fact, lots of people been travelling recently, haven't they? Because haven't it? Because of course Brennick recorded his rather sumptuous meadowland boo. I was just trying to work out a pastoral. That's what it was. Audioboo. I'm down in my studio. I was out in the garden working with Christopher to make a kit. Actually, funnily enough, the kit that we won as part of our competition we did at the science fair a few weeks back, building a pulley powered car. So it was zooming along, and you put a coin on top of two pieces of foil. So when it crashed, it moved the coin and knocked it off. Very basic physics and electrics rather, but good fun for us to build. And we played with super glue, and you can't go far wrong with that. Eleanor, however, was away. She's at a camp. A cub camp, her first 3-day cub camp, and she's very excited about it, up in the wilds of Buckinghamshire somewhere. And if the weather's anything like it has been today, excuse me, long yawn, it's late at night, she's going to have a fantastic time, and she'll report back hopefully with some interesting things. It was funny letting her go, because she was just, you know, it was just like second nature to her. Yeah, I'm softer. And of course we were just going, oh, little girl, she's growing up so quick. It's not like she's leaving home or anything. And I dare say she'll be back in one piece. And let's face it, casualties never more than 25 miles away these days. But it did trouble me going back to the travelling thing that Brennick was naked in Heathrow Airport. I was completely the opposite. I was wearing all my coats and my fleece and my jacket, you know, because I'm only cabin baggage only. I did the tactical jacket trick of putting all my worldly goods that wouldn't fit in my case in my pockets, although I did eat the pear before I went through security, as I'm sure you realise now from the earlier boo. Which just leaves me with Amelia's singing. That's the SM2N's daughter. Beautiful singing for her Opa, which is of course German for grandpa, and that was very nice to hear. I do find that quite a lot of children get featured on audio, but I'm wondering if it's kind of, and this goes back to Radio Cake, what do you use Audio Boo for? Whether it's a capturing of a moment in childhood, or whether it's just, they're not singing again, right? Let's make the rest of the world hear. No disrespect to the children singing, because my two do exactly the same. Their whole life just turns into musicals. It's capturing those moments, because let's face it, they don't stay children for very long, and when they're adults they can play it back and think, really, was that what I was like? So funny. Especially at the end when Amelia was recording an audio boo, and she was saying about the weather, and she obviously listens to her mum and dad and the way they talk in an almost presentational sense, and she listens to the radio, and so she has that style, and that's brilliant. Really love that. And that kind of brings it to the end, really. Oh, of course, apart from the final thing on the list, I've got, I wrote a list using the memo pad on my Galaxy S, but as soon as I press the little button to go to the list, it stops recording. It's got a 1 GHz processor, which is about the same as my iPod Touch, but some of the things on it aren't as quick. I find, actually, and I'm not really an Apple fanboy in the first place anyway, but the fact that there's no flash support means the browser runs quickly, more quickly, because there aren't these little interstitials flickering and flashing and attracting attention. Obviously, the adverts on the websites are a lot less complicated on the Apple products. Excuse me again, but... yes, it's interesting. I've not quite found all the applications I want for it on here yet, but most of the ones I want are great, and Google Goggles is fantastic, and the navigation's brilliant. So I'm very much enjoying the new experience. And of course, being able to hold it in front of my face. I haven't got a microphone plugged into it or anything. I'm just talking into the microphone. Hopefully that's going to be as good enough quality. It'll be fine. But what I was going to say was, Jana, you're not alone. I filled up the car with petrol today in Asda, and I got to there and I got my credit card out, and with it, I honestly couldn't remember my PIN. It took me 2 attempts. And it's that kind of like, what's that word, Jeopardy, where you put the card in the hope that what you think is correct is correct. It's good, I think, that I've got a number of PINs to choose from, but trying to find the right one is sometimes a challenge. And on that note, I shall try and find my bed. Thank you for listening, and attached is a photo of Eleanor at her campsite, taken with my shiny new phone. Have a happy Easter Saturday. It felt like a Saturday to me, which means it's a bonus day tomorrow. Hooray! Time to get out into the garden and do stuff. I want to do some more things with brambles, not productive things, because brambles are evil. Speak to you soon, and good night.